Welcome to another daily encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I hope you find this devotion written by Patricia Raben uplifting. She titled it, He Knows Your Name. After breaking with our longtime church, my husband and I reunited with the fellowship after 3 long years. But how would people treat us? Would they welcome us back, love us, forgive us for leaving? We got our answer on a sunny Sunday morning. As we walked through the big church doors, we kept hearing our names. Pat! Dan! It's so great to see you! As children's author Kate DiCamillo wrote in one of her popular books, "Reader, nothing is sweeter in this sad world than the sound of someone you love calling your name." The same assurance was true for the people of Israel in Isaiah 43. We had chosen a different church for a time, but they had turned their backs on God. Yet He welcomed them back. He sent the prophet Isaiah to assure them, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." In this world, where we can feel unseen, unappreciated, and even unknown, be assured that God knows each of us by name. "You are precious and honored in my sight," He promises. "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." This promise isn't just for Israel. Jesus ransomed His life for us. He knows our names. Why? In love, we are His. Our scripture reading for today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. "But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, 'Give them up,' and to the south, 'Do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." Let's pray. Holy God, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to save us from our sins. You are by very nature a Savior and Redeemer. You promised the Israelites, and you promise us today, to get us through the trials and difficulties. Thank you for drawing us to you and calling us yours. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.